At a packed meeting Wednesday evening at the Art Center of the Capital Region on River Street, art consultant Todd Bressy gave a presentation on how cities across the country have been able to incorporate public art to build community, revitalize neighborhoods, and bring in development. Slides of public art in cities like Austin and Philadelphia entertained the curious crowd. Referring to the city's architecture, Bressy said Troy has great bones.
That helps create a kind of a really good setting, and it also helps create a lively kind of urbanism where people are used to being out and doing things in public space.
Bressy was brought in by the partnership between the city, the Arts Center, the Downtown Troy BID, and Rensselaer County Chamber of Commerce. He said when looking at a city, he's interested in where development is occurring and the city's plans for investment in infrastructure.
And, you know, I'm also interested in learning about how things got to be the way they are, about a city's history. Why is the city here? What was its economic strength? How has that affected the way the city is now?
But this is not Troy's first foray into searching for new community art. The Breathing Lights project that lit up hundreds of abandoned homes in Troy, Albany, and Schenectady was well received. That project is currently being dismantled, and the team that organized it is taking on the plan for public art. Art Center CEO Elizabeth Reese said the work that went into Breathing Lights sets a good foundation for moving forward to new projects.
Breathing Lights brought the cities together and made a lot of connections. I think we're just really starting there because Breathing Lights was very much about community development, about housing, and that field. This may take a very different turn. This could get into environmental work, river work. So I think we'll take the process of how we learn to work together, but the outcome will most likely be very different.
Troy is hoping to use an arts master plan as part of the city's new comprehensive plan. Deputy Mayor Monica Kuzieski says it's up to residents to choose what they'd like to see. She was encouraged by the turnout at Wednesday's meeting.
It's a diverse mix of people. It's new people we haven't seen to the table yet. It's new people that we didn't see at the comprehensive plan, which is even more exciting too, because the more ideas and the more input we get from our residents, it becomes the city's plan, not the administration's plan. It becomes the residents' plan, and that's what's so important.
The work is being supported by a $49,500 state grant through Empire State Development. A brainstorming meeting is scheduled for Thursday night at the Troy Kitchen at 6 p.m. with Bressy and project manager Judy Gilmore. Reese said it's just one of many future public meetings where residents can share ideas.
Anybody can come in and just start talking to Judy and Todd about a lot of the kind of ideas that came out today, things they did, things they want to do, concerns, whatever that may be. And then we will have really open public charrettes and forums where we can document all this.
For a link to more information on Troy's master plan for the arts, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.